Today's sermon summary covers Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 15. We see that those who are being led by the Spirit have eternal life. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So maybe you've often heard somebody say something along the lines of, oh, we're all children of God. No, we're not. By birth, mankind are sinful. Mankind is sinful, and we are followers of the prince of the power of the air. But those who are led by the Spirit of God, these are children of God. So there is clear evidence for being one of God's children, being a son or daughter of God, and it is having a life led by the Spirit. So let me clarify what being led by the Spirit is not, especially in the life of a church. Being led by the Spirit is not having division. Many times you'll hear of churches having division over what color the carpets ought to be, whether they should have chairs or pews, and so forth and so forth. And people would legitimately use this excuse of, I'm convicted of this, I'm convinced of this, from God's word, when God's word does not address maybe this issue. I know God's word does not address what color your foyer carpet ought to be. That is not being led by the Spirit. Anything which is causing strong division in the church, unless you are fighting against false teaching, which is contradictory to God's word, that is not being led by the Spirit. Anger. The Spirit told me how sinful this person was because they do something which is against my conscience. That's not being led by the Spirit. It's not yelling. I want what's best for them, therefore I scream when they mess up. That is not being led by the Spirit. It's not immorality. God gave me a sign that this is my soulmate, and therefore it's okay to have an illegitimate relationship with them. No, that's not being led by the Spirit. The deeds of the flesh, as Galatians 5 says, is immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, and so on and so on. They are obvious. But in contrast to that, you have the deeds of the Spirit, or the fruit of the Spirit. It's understanding God's word. It's being filled with the word of God. It's having love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So when you recognize that you have jealousy in your heart, what is your response? A response ought to be repentance, true heartfelt repentance before God. Not because you're scared of getting in trouble or because of the consequences of that sinful lifestyle, but because you genuinely care about your sin and you love Christ. Why? Because the Spirit is inside of you. Do you see that there's more love in your heart now than maybe a year ago? That would be evidence of the Spirit. Do you find yourself having more joy through trials than you did before? That would be evidence of having the Spirit. And if you have the Spirit, then you are what? A child of God. For you've not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again. I think the easiest way to understand this verse, the context would be Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. In other words, what does it mean that we've received a spirit of we have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again? It would be this. We've been freed from the bondage and condemnation of the law, and now we're free to live lives in righteousness and faith unto God's glory, and therefore we no longer need to fear that which is to come and the wrath of God on us when we were dependent upon our own selves, knowing that we stood guilty before God Almighty. So you've not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again or bondage to the law, but instead you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. God is now our Father, a good Father, one who gives good gifts, one who takes care of us, one who makes no mistakes, and one who keeps his word. So we rejoice as we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. We no longer need to fear the penalty of our sins as we are in bondage to the law, but now we are led by the Spirit of God, confirming that we are his children. And we'll consider the rest of this topic next week in the following sermon summary.